Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our first guest today, State Senator Buzz Thomas. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. I want to talk to you about a possible longer school year in the state of Michigan with classes just beginning. What do we need to know here, and how important is this for the state of Michigan and other areas, I guess, to be competitive in a global economy?
Well, Jack, I think this is a game changer for the state of Michigan. This makes us competitive in a world that is quickly changing. What I've proposed, and Governor Granholm spoke about it earlier this week, is that we scrap the system that we use now that says you have to meet X number of hours of school days or school per week, and go to a system where we have no less than 200 days of school. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have some districts, as they go through that hour system, that are only in school about 160 days. And kids go off for months at a time, and they're coming back and they're starting over again. Well, the kids in the rest of the world, they're in school in Asia at least 220 days. And so for us to be competitive, our kids need to be smarter. And the bottom line is, for me, education is the world's greatest equalizer. It's an economic equalizer. It's a social equalizer. The more education you have, the more competitive you can be. And if politicians are serious about schools being the most important thing, then let's stand up, fund the schools, and make sure that the kids are in the schools as long as we can keep them there.
Buzz, I could not agree with you more. I spent 2 weeks in Uganda last summer and 2 weeks in China this spring, and I saw the dedication, the commitment to education. They understand that. I'm not sure everyone in this country still does, but the idea of only having 165 days when those you're going to have to do battle with in a global economy are in school 220 seems to be almost suicidal. The fly in the ointment, as always, is funding. How do we deal with that?
You know, it's going to be, you know, the big problem. And obviously, I mean, we're still grappling with the current year budget deficit and next year's budget deficit. I'm one of those people that believes that, you know, when you're doing a budget, you decide what is the most important thing to you. And for me, there is nothing more important than making sure that every Michigan kid gets a world-class education. And so you start from there. And so if we believe in the commitment that you have to be in school 200 days, then you start the budgeting process from there. And you find a way to get it done. I mean, we cannot afford anymore to have kids not compete in this global economy. I mean, Jack, you've heard the statistics that kids that go to college make $1 million more in a life,
right,
than people that don't.
Right.
You know, that may not sound real to someone, but believe me, as I'm leaving the legislature and going back into the real world, you know, that's going to make a difference. And so, I mean, you know, everyone that is struggling out there, imagine what you could do with an extra $1 million. And that's what we're talking about. And so, I mean, the state of Michigan owes it to every child born here to find a way to pay for that. And to me, that is our ultimate moral responsibility.
Buzz, philosophically, I could not agree with you more, but we have in this budget system basically a zero-sum game. If we're not going to have additional revenues pouring into the system, we have a fixed pie. And you can only divide it into so many pieces. And if you have 220 days of instruction, or let's say 200 days of instruction, it's going to cost significantly more. Does that mean that higher education loses? Does it mean that corrections get slashed? Does it mean social service? Something has to give.
Yeah, well, you know, if I were solely writing the budget, I would absolutely, you know, look at a number of restructuring things. Instead of paying, you know, $35,000 a year housing nonviolent criminals, I would find a way to get them into halfway houses and use that money to not only pay for a K-12, but a universal K-16 system.
If you did that, could you save enough money to finance something like this?
I really think you could. I really believe that you could.
Have you crunched the numbers, or has anyone else done an analysis to show this is possible?
No, you know, I've got to be honest and say that I don't have a fiscal analysis.
Okay.
But what I do know is that in my last 120 days in office, it would be irresponsible of me if I did not talk about this and start the ball rolling so that people that will be in office after I leave in December can have this debate. We owe it to the kids of Michigan. We owe it to the future history of the state of Michigan to write a chapter of educational excellence, and it starts with lengthening the school year.
We know that you are committed to make Michigan a better place. Let's talk about Buzz Thomas after he leaves office. What happens next?
I don't know. I like everybody in the throughout the state of Michigan. I mean, I'm going through a job search right now. I don't have a job lined up at the moment, but I'm hopeful that I will be able to use the talents and skills that that I've acquired through 14 years in the legislature to find a place for myself. I made a decision this year that sometimes in politics politicians get stale. And it's time to move on and let someone else take the reins of leadership. And I felt that it was my time to move on to do something else and to allow someone else the opportunity to come forward and represent the city of Detroit. So,
have you thought long term that maybe this would be a great thing to step away and then come back to public service?
It's possible. Anything is possible. I think there's something to be said for anyone that puts themselves forward and wants to be a public servant. I think it's a very, I still find it to be very elegant and noble. And while politicians do stupid things sometimes and act in ways that are less than what the founding fathers I think had envisioned of citizen politicians, I still think that there's something to be said for someone willing to put their life on the line and represent their community and represent our republic. So, I don't say that I will never run for another office again, but as it sits right now, I would like to diversify my resume and be a private citizen for a while and contribute to the state of Michigan that way.
When you see the polls, when you see the public sentiment, bad year to be a Democrat in the state of Michigan?
I don't think it's a good year to be any politician in the state of Michigan. I don't think that's just the state of Michigan. I think that is across the country.
Yeah.
Politicians, regardless of party, are some of the least popular individuals that you will meet through a public opinion poll. We have to work through that. And I mean, I'm a Democrat, and I wish all of the good Democrats that are running on all the different tickets, all the different ballots from local elections to governor, wish them the best. And I know that when they get their message out, when they get when they talk about their issues, and if voters give them a chance, Democrats can win. Republicans certainly have a chance too. For me, this has always been about ideas, and I think the person that has the best ideas will win every time.
All right, last question. What is the most frustrating part of your 14 years in office, and which idea do you wish you had been able to advance that has not been signed into law?
It has been very frustrating. I've served 12 of my 14 years in the minority party.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never chaired a committee. I've never had the opportunity to set policy without having to really hustle and trade away things. So that's been very frustrating. And many times you have great ideas, and your great ideas end up not being your great law because someone else decided that you had a great idea and they've got a little more political influence than you do. Five years before a number of folks before it was popular, texting while driving, banning that was an idea that we launched on your show.
Right.
So there's degree of collegiality between colleagues and taking things, other people's ideas, and making them your own has been frustrating. I will say that I wish I had been able to bring significant insurance reform to the citizens of Michigan. The city that I represent, Detroit, is hurting by arbitrary and capricious actions by the insurance industry. And I think all of us in Michigan are penalized unnecessarily so at times, some more than others, by decisions that we know nothing about by the insurance industry. And I think that that is completely unfair. And so I wish that I would have been able to accomplish some of that. But I'm still actually hopeful that this fall I will be able to do a little bit more work. Again, I've got a little under 120 days, so I'm not done yet. And I believe that there'll still be some meaningful legislation coming forward from my office.
Buzz, if we don't talk to you again this year before you leave office, we certainly will in 2012, regardless of where you are. And I think that what you say makes perfect sense. This state would be much better if it had closer to 200 days than 165 or 170. We'll be right back with more. We're going to talk with Tom Cochran, Lansing Fire Chief, about the fires that swept through Detroit and what would prevent those from happening anywhere. We'll be right back with that and more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.